This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the good stuff is coming. The good stuff is coming. I'm playing Paul Revere. Democrats are going to jail. Oh, it's getting good, man. It's getting good. Overnight, the you-know-what, the proverbial you-know-what, the crap hit the fan. And suddenly we understand the Barr, John Durham investigation has turned criminal. We understand the Inspector General release will be out soon, talking about the FBI and the FISA warrants. And even President Trump warned the deep state on the ongoing Durham and Barr criminal probe. He said, you will see things no one will believe. No one will believe. And it is now a fact. Attorney General Bill Barr says Prosecutor John Durham's investigation is now a criminal investigation. The New York Times reported the DOJ, Investigator Durham probe has shifted from an administrative review of the Russia investigation to a criminal investigation. What did I say? From the first day we heard Robert Mueller had cleared Trump, I said, now you're clear to go after Mueller and the investigation. There was no Russian collusion. It never was Russian collusion. Now we're going after the investigators. And that's what's happening. This is a criminal inquiry of the investigation and the investigators. The DOJ is investigating the DOJ. Amazing. President Trump spoke to reporters on the White House lawn before leaving for a rally in South Carolina. And during the questioning, President Trump was asked about the now criminal investigation by John Durham, attorney, investigator John Durham. President Trump responded, it looks like it's becoming very serious. Investigate the investigators, whether it's Strzok and Page, whether it's Clapper and Comey, should have mentioned Brennan, and all of these people, because terrible things went on for our country. We have a great attorney general, highly prestigious man, very honorable man. They've been looking at it for a long time. I can't tell you what's happening. I will tell you this. I think you're going to see a lot of really bad things, and a lot of people think that, and they know they have problems, because they were very dishonest. And again, I leave it up to the attorney general. I leave it up to the people who are working with the Attorney General, who I don't know. But I will say this. I think you will see things that no one will believe. This was the worst hoax in the history of our country. Last night was historic, folks. The news coming out in four fronts indicates the deep state is on the run. The deep state is scared out of their minds. Last night, it was as if the planets aligned against the deep state. On four different fronts, it's now clear the crooks in the Obama administration should be very, very scared. These people are going to spend the rest of their lives in prison. And by the way, who told you from the first day? It all goes back to Obama. It always went back to Obama. Obama is the ringleader. If you're going to put Brennan and Clapper in prison, and lots of other people in the FBI leadership, Comey, you've got to point the guns at Obama. And please, don't misquote me. I don't mean real guns. I mean the guns of the United States government. I mean the young guns. I mean the old guns. I mean the DOJ lawyers. I mean the FBI investigators. I mean the Attorney General of the United States. You got to go after Obama. You got to. He ordered everything. And by twisting the arms of the people under him, you're going to get to Obama. So here are the ways we found out they're in trouble. The FISA report. The DOJ's Inspector General FISA report is about to be released. Justice Department Inspector General Michael E. Horowitz told Senate and House lawmakers yesterday the process of finalizing his report into potential Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act abuses, FISA abuses, ahead of the 2016 presidential election was nearing completion, according to a letter obtained by Fox News. The lengthy draft report concerns sensitive national security and law enforcement matters, Horowitz wrote in the letter, adding the final report will be released publicly with few redactions. Horowitz noted he did not anticipate a need to prepare or issue separate classified and public versions of the report. I'm telling you, people are on the run. Attorney General Barr and John Durham's investigation into deep state crimes. Last night we received word AG Barr's Justice Department's review into the actions of deep state players before and after the 2016 election by DA John Durham has turned into a criminal investigation. The far left New York Times broke the story. I've said it, Trump said it, we've all said it. Criminal investigation. The Russian collusion investigation was a hoax. It was illegal. And now Trump's own Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation into how it all began. They have shifted an administrative review of the Russia investigation, closely overseen by Attorney General William Barr, to a criminal inquiry. The move gives the prosecutor running at John Durham the power to subpoena for witness testimony and documents, to convene a grand jury, and to file criminal charges. What they did to General Flynn, the biggest disgrace in the history of America. And by the way, what the Times does not tell us is how long John Durham, I call him Bull Durham, has been running a criminal investigation. If Durham has been running a criminal investigation for a long time, perhaps there are already indictments in the works. And what this also may indicate is that Inspector General Horowitz can now release his IG report because Durham has met with all the individuals he needs to meet with to begin indictments for criminal activities. Number three, four big developments overnight. Number three, Sidney Powell's filing regarding General Flynn's case. Sidney Powell is aware of numerous documents and actions by Obama's deep state that have been withheld from General Flynn that are damning to the government's case. So damning that Sidney Powell is asking the court to dismiss the case against General Flynn. What we have learned is that, among other things, former deep state and FBI attorney Lisa Page altered the 302 document materially in a manner that implicated General Flynn for lying to the FBI. She then lied about making the edits. And Page was, of course, the lover of the most corrupt FBI agent in history, Peter Strzok, these dirty scum. I'm not going to wait until I see you all sent to prison for life, what you did to a great patriot like General Flynn. We also learned from General Flynn's attorney, Powell, that Obama's former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, the dirtiest scum ever, was involved in the felony release of General Flynn's phone call with a Russian diplomat before the 2017 inauguration. Both of these bombshells related to Page and Clapper were dropped last night, overnight. And it is likely they were dropped now because the information is no longer information that can impact Durham's criminal investigation. Indicting Clapper may have already been on the way. Already locked and loaded. No harm to release the information. And number four, recent reports regarding Obama VP Biden's pay-for-play scandals. It's getting worse for Biden and his son. We learned last night that Joe Biden, during the time he was Obama's VP, partook in actions resulting in payments to him and his son. These payments go beyond Ukraine and China. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani claimed previously that Biden was suspect of a pay-for-play scandal in Romania. NBC News last night posted this piece. In the final year of the Obama administration, an American lawyer traveled to Romania to meet with a businessman accused of orchestrating a corrupt land deal. The businessman was Gabriel Papavuciu, a wealthy Romanian real estate tycoon. The lawyer brought in to advise him was Hunter Biden, the son of Vice President Joe Biden. Hunter Biden's work for, I can't pronounce his name, so let's just say Papavuciu, in 2016 went unreported at the time, but Joe Biden's involvement in Romania is very public. The vice president was among the leading voices pushing the government to crack down on corruption. If anything, if this is anything like the Biden's actions in Ukraine and China, it is suspect and likely criminal. Rudy Giuliani claimed that Obama, the Chicago politician, ran a pay-for-play sham his entire time in office. Rudy said his VP was making millions and his Secretary of State Hillary was making hundreds of millions. And what did I say to you from the first day? They didn't make that money without Obama's knowledge. And and permission and approval. And Obama didn't give that approval unless he got a cut of the action. The DOJ review of Russia probe origins is now a criminal investigation. Here's an article I found today on Breitbart. Malcolm Nance says Trump may be after Obama, Biden, Clinton, and Brennan. The ultimate distraction to steal an election. Well, it's interesting. I said this from day one. Obama's the one that's got to go to jail. So this guy Nance, Malcolm Nance, says, warning, I heard a D.C. rumor from a close Trump source in May 17 that Trump wanted to charge Obama, Biden, Brennan, and Clinton with treason over Russia. And now with Barr as the Attorney General, this may actually be viable. It could incite civil unrest, the ultimate distraction during an election year. So that's the question. The ultimate distraction during an election year. So I guess Malcolm Nance is probably a liberal. I don't even know who he is. But he's trying to say, oh, this is all a distraction to win the election for Trump, I guess is what he's trying to say. But folks, this is the excuse Democrats have for committing dirty actions all the time, for breaking the law, committing crimes, violating the Constitution, using the IRS to come after Wayne Root. Here's another article. Bill Barr has pulled the trigger and altered the landscape. The deep state does not truly understand the peril they now face. It is not a coincidence all of these events occurred last night. The investigation of the roots of the plot to destroy Donald Trump and his presidency is now a criminal matter, number one. Number two, a letter from Inspector General Horowitz announcing his report on the FISA fraud would be out shortly without major redactions, and the government caved to Sidney Powell and allowed her to fully expose criminal conduct by Michael Flynn's prosecutors. And at the same time, Rand Paul, I love Rand Paul, comes out on the impeachment probe and calls for a Senate quid pro quo investigations of Biden, Hillary, Brennan, and Comey. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, just a little programming note. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. I want to make sure all of you in Las Vegas know that I'm speaking tonight at Congregation Shirat Shalom, a Jewish synagogue speech by Wayne Allen Root. The address is 7570 Peace Way. I'm doing this at 7 p.m. tonight. The congregation name means Songs of Peace, and they're calling this event starring Wayne Allen Root, War on Peace Way, because they're at 7570 Peace Way, and I'm War, of course. Service starts at 7. My speech will start at 7:30. If you are a Jewish Republican, a Jewish conservative, anywhere in Las Vegas, this is your chance to be among people like you. And this event is not limited to Jews. This event is open to Christians who love Israel. If you love Israel and you're Christian, you've never been to a Jewish temple in your life, come tonight. Check out a Jewish service. Let's pack the place. It's next to Frank Kinn Elementary School, 7570 Peace Way, the cross streets, nearest cross streets, major streets, Durango and Flamingo. And the phone number, if you want to call for any information or direction, 702-987-1822, 702-987-1822. But just rest assured, I will give a vintage Wayne Root performance tonight explaining why any Jew who votes for the Democratic Party is out of their mind, insane, don't even know what you're doing, self-destructive, hateful. Hate yourself, hate your religion, hate Israel. Because it's gotten so obvious now. The Democratic Party hates Israel. And the Democratic Party hates anyone who makes money. Democratic Party hates anyone who is successful. And the Jewish people are successful. There are nice ways to put it. There are mean ways to put it. I put it the nice way. I'm Jewish. I love the Jewish people. Jewish people are successful. Jewish people are smart. Jewish people are educated. First thing that happens when a socialist gets in, like Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, or they give power to an AOC, crazy people like this, first thing that happens is socialists go after the successful people. The very people that are supporting them, Jewish liberals, they're going to come after you. And they're going to take you down and steal your money and put you in prison. Just like Fidel Castro, just like Venezuela, just like the old Soviet Union, just like East Germany and the Stasi and the Soviet Union KGB and the People's Republic, Communist Republic of China. You think I'm exaggerating? We are no different than Venezuela. It could happen in a second. All you have to do is elect the wrong person in November of 2020, 1 year almost to the day from today. And that will be the end of America. It'll be the end of success in this country. And the people that are coming after, the successful people, will include many prominent Jews. They're going to steal your money. They're going to limit your ability to run a business. They're going to put you out of business. How do I know? Every single business owner in San Francisco, in New York City, in Los Angeles, they're all hurting. They're all dying. They're moving. They're going out of business. They're closing. In these states run by socialists, you cannot run a business. Can you imagine if the country's run by socialists? We were already dying under Obama. But Trump turned it around in a matter of months. It'll all turn back again, and it'll turn so bad. So whether you love Israel, whether you love America, whether you love capitalism, whether you love ability and opportunity, whether you love your own business or the opportunity to own your own business, you owe it to yourself to vote for Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or this economy is gone in a second. And I'll give that speech tonight at 7570 Peace Way, 7 p.m., Congregation Shirat Shalom, right next to Frank Kinn Elementary School between Durango and Flamingo, 702-987-1822. See you at 7 o'clock tonight. If you're Jewish and Republican, this is the event you want to go to. Hillary Clinton takes a veiled shot at President Trump and First Lady Melania at Elijah Cummings' funeral today. There's no Republican who would ever do this at a funeral. Can you imagine what kind of trouble we'd get in? Longtime Congressman Elijah Cummings, who never did anything for Baltimore, only for himself, passed away last week at the age of 68. And classless Hillary couldn't help herself. Today, during her eulogy, she took a shot at President Trump and First Lady Melania. She said, like that Old Testament prophet, he stood against corrupt leadership of King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, Hillary said, referring to Elijah, the prophet in Israel who confronted Ahab and his wife Jezebel. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, Hillary said, in her fake southern accent. Because this is the day for the home-going celebration of a great man, a moral leader, and a friend. Speaking of the funeral, she says he was begging the American people to pay attention to what's going on. If you want there to be a democracy for your children, we have to guard against this moment. This is our watch. Huge applause. It's no coincidence he shared a name with the Old Testament prophet. He stood against the corrupt leadership of King Ahab and Queen Jezebel. So she's trying to tell you it's all about Trump and Melania. Classy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is predicting some really bad things are going to emerge from the Justice Department's investigation into the origins of the Russia investigation.
And it looks like it's becoming very serious from what I'm hearing. Investigate the investigators.
AG Bill Barr has elevated the probe to a criminal investigation. President Trump continues outside the White House.
They've been looking at it for a long time. I can't tell you what's happening. I will tell you this. I think you're going to see a lot of really bad things.
The federal deficit rose to $984 billion in fiscal year 2019. The Treasury Department estimated on Friday an increase of $205 billion, or 26% from 2018. Relative to the economy, the deficit is the largest since 2012, when it was $1.1 trillion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist, in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trumpland. Let's go to war. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KVET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in syndicated radio. Ed gave me my shot on radio, period. Without Ed and Fred, there's no war. So thank you, guys. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. We're in the RootWall.com studio. RootWall is the main title sponsor of the show. It's my new pack, Root for the Wall. And if Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. I'm a guy who's trying to marshal all 63 million Trump voters together to raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. So check it out. Go to RootWall.com. That's all you need to know. RootWall.com. My video's there. Any question you have is answered there. Everything is there. Even the distribution of funds, all there. RootWall.com. Root for the Wall PAC paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. RootWall.com. Got to say that disclaimer every time. So I'm saying that disclaimer every time. And I also want to mention that we've made some changes in the format of our show. My national TV show on Newsmax TV, less and less phone calls, and more phone calls we want to take during the radio show. So now would be a great time to call in, as an example, because I have 2 hours of radio, but only 1 hour, actually I have 3 hours of radio, if you count that third hour on TV, which is both TV and radio. So 3 hours on radio, there's lots of time to take phone calls. But 1 hour on TV, there is not the time to take a lot of phone calls. So what we're going to do is take some calls on Fridays, in that TV hour, but the rest of the week is going to be lots of guests and me telling you the biggest news stories of the week, in my opinion, about them. Not so many calls anymore, but we are taking calls during the show. We're taking some now. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And by the way, you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. We just had a lot of emails from fans and a lot of executives at Newsmax who did focus groups, and who came up with the idea that the average person would much rather hear Wayne Root than call-ins in that limited time they've got with me on national TV. And that's why nobody else does call-ins on TV. Hannity doesn't do call-ins. Laurie Ingraham doesn't do call-ins. Tucker Carlson doesn't do call-ins. Nobody does call-ins on TV. I did them. But the end result is people have spoken, and they want me. And so I always enjoyed the call-ins. So that's why I'm moving them to Fridays on TV, and I'm moving them to the radio on a daily basis. 833-WAR-TALK. Now, Trump says, investigate the investigators. As the Durham probe touches off a new war in Congress, Trump said Friday, it's time to investigate the investigators. Isn't that funny? Trump's quoting me from the day after Mueller made his announcement that that basically vindicated Donald Trump completely. That morning, I was interviewed on national TV, Sinclair Broadcasting. And I said, it's time to go after the investigators. It's time to hunt the hunters. Turn the hunters into the hunted. Because the misconduct at the DOJ and the FBI in the run-up to the 2016 election, man, that is bad stuff. And that's why it's a full-time criminal probe now. They didn't understand this, Democrats. Durham is now our Mueller. Or maybe I should say he's your Mueller. He's coming after you with everything he's got. And now that it's a criminal investigation, all bets are off. He can do whatever he wants. He can marshal anything he wants. He can get indictments. He can get subpoenas. He can get all the money of the government. Oh, this is going to be fun. Trump said investigate the investigators, whether it's Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, James Clapper, James Comey, all these people, because terrible things went on for our country. I will tell you this. You're going to see a lot of bad things. I will leave it up to the Attorney General. I'll leave it up to the people working with the Attorney General. I think you'll see things that nobody would ever believe. And he went on to blast the original Trump investigation as the worst hoax in our country's history. Up till now, Democrats have had free rein, man. No more free rein. No more. Trump also said today, we're keeping the oil captured in Syria and bringing the troops home. Here's Trump's tweet this morning. Turkey fully understands not to fire on the Kurds as they leave what will be known as the safe zone for other fairly nearby areas. I don't have to repeat that large-scale sanctions will be imposed for violations. Going well, ICE is secured by Kurds with Turkey ready as a backup. Apparently, ISIS prisoners are still being secured by the Kurds, and Turkey's ready as a backup to secure them if the Kurds can't. At least that's how President Trump is saying it. Trump notes our soldiers are coming home and that we apparently are keeping the oil we've captured from ISIS. Trump says U.S. has gained trillions of dollars in wealth since November 2016. All others weigh down. Our power is economic. Before having to use our newly rebuilt military, a much better alternative. Oil is secured. Our soldiers have left and are leaving Syria for other places. Coming home. We were supposed to be there for 30 days. That was 10 years ago. When these pundit fools who have called the Middle East wrong for 20 years ask what we are getting out of the deal, I simply say the oil. And we're bringing our soldiers back home. ICE is secured. He was always a proponent, Trump, for keeping the oil in Iraq. So I guess that's what's happening. And that's good. I love it. Breaking poll, 52% say impeachment is a political stunt by Democrats, and 59% say it's a waste of time. 59% say it's a waste of time. Trump pollster John McLaughlin released a poll on Thursday on the latest coup attempt to remove Trump from office. 52% majority says impeachment is political to stop Trump. Only 36% say it's legal. So 52 to 36 say it's political, not legal. 47 to 33 said President Trump should not cooperate. 59 to 33 said it's a waste, and the Democrats need to work with Republicans to solve the nation's problems. This is a poll by McLaughlin and Associates. You know, the question is, with all these polls, who are you asking the question of? You know, that's what it all comes down to. Are you fair? Is this likely voters versus just registered voters, or even as Gallup came out with a bad poll against President Trump last week, and it turned out it wasn't even registered voters. They didn't even ask you, are you registered to vote? They called, and if you answered the phone, they took down your opinion. And here's another new poll. A recent Hill-Harris-X survey found that President Trump has historic numbers with black voters for any Republican in decades. According to the poll, President Trump has a 42% approval rating with black males. Black men up to 42%. Democrats' worst nightmare. In the last 10 political election cycles, the highest black vote share for Republican was 12% for Bob Dole in 1996. If Donald Trump captured even 25% of the African-American vote, he would win the election in 2020 in a landslide. And by the way, why aim for 25%? What if he captures 19%? I think he had 7% in the last election. If he captures 19%, he wins in a landslide. Democrats can't beat him. And I mentioned I was going to tell you about Rand Paul. Senator Rand Paul slays Democrats on impeachment probe, calls for Senate quid pro quo investigations of Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, John Brennan, and James Comey. Oh, am I with Rand Paul? I've always loved Rand Paul. He's really got cojones. Every once in a while, he goes off the reservation on some quote-unquote libertarian tangent, and he'll vote against Trump because he doesn't think it's libertarian, say, my idea. I was the guy who came up with the idea to declare a national security emergency at the border and grab the money from the military budget. It's all well and good to ride on your libertarian horse and saddle and claim to be purer than everybody else and say, that's not right, that's not legal, no president should do that. Well, Rand, you and I agree on almost every issue. We agree 80 to 90% of the time. Maybe it's even higher than that. I love you, and I think you're great. But if you're going to start arguing that President Trump shouldn't do something, when Obama did everything, he ran roughshod over Congress, he used executive actions to rule the country, and then when a Republican gets in, you're supposed to say, oh, we're not supposed to do that. And that sounds great, that's moral, and that's your high horse. But you know what? Then nothing will ever get done, because you can never get the money for the wall from Congress. That's why I formed Root for the Wall PAC at rootwall.com. I formed it just because you cannot get the money from Congress. So we have to do it ourselves. So if you were going to wait for Congress, it would never happen. That's why you had to declare a national security emergency. In any case, Rand Paul spells out all the truly lawless quid pro quo deals between Democrats and foreign players. He wrote a commentary. He says, isn't all foreign aid supposed to be quid pro quo? That's what I said yesterday. Of course all foreign aid is quid pro quo. We give you this aid on the expectation you will not steal any of it for personal use. You will spend it as we instruct, and on the understanding if you don't spend the monies we command, you won't get any more next year. Democrats want people to be alarmed by a Latin phrase, quid pro quo, but really making foreign aid contingent on behavior is actually the defining reason that countries give aid, to influence the behavior of the receiving country. For example, brilliant, Rand, for our military aid, we demand it be spent buying for the American military industrial complex. Foreign countries are legally bound to use the money we give them to buy armaments from American manufacturers. Likewise, we often demand government reforms and an end to corruption. Sometimes we have demanded specific actions, such as when former VP Joe Biden demanded the prosecutor look into his son's company be fired. So quid pro quo seems to be the norm rather than the exception. I have yet to hear Democrats, as Rand Paul talking, complain about the money that Hillary Clinton paid foreign spy Christopher Steele to get dirt on her political opponent, Donald Trump. Isn't that quid pro quo? Do Democrats really believe they can sweep the quid pro quo of Hillary Clinton and Christopher Steele under the rug and ignore it? So he says the Senate should immediately commence public hearings that parallel the House hearings and investigate the quid pro quo of Hillary Clinton transferring money to a foreign spy in exchange for the Steele dossier. And then he's got more for John Brennan, for James Comey. I'll get to all of them when we get back. Wayne Allyn-Root, Iran Unfiltered, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist, RootForAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, it's Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, on USA Radio Network. Newsmax TV starts in about an hour and 8 minutes. At 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. I want to thank the sponsor of this segment, Real Water, and I want all of you to get real. Real water, that is, because I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. Say that fast 5 times in a row. Stable negative ion alkaline water in America. Stable negative ion alkaline water in America. Hey, I'm good. I drink it everywhere I go. It tastes great. And they've upped their game. I mean, what? Tell me what reason you'd have for not calling Real Water right now and getting a free bottle of their newest product, Real Water Concentrate. It's a little bottle, and you take it with you to a restaurant. You put a few squirts of it into any good glass of purified water or coffee or tea or juice or even wine, and it transforms any of those into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. You will be amazed. I challenge you to give it the taste test. It will taste better than it ever tasted before. And here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's it. It's free. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. If you're so cheap, you don't want to pay the shipping and handling fee of a couple of bucks, then get in your car and drive over to Real Water. They'll give you directions and go get it from them. Get the free bottle. 702-381-1217. If you're in Vegas, this is where their corporate headquarters is. Just drive over and get it if you don't want to pay shipping and handling. 702-381-1217 or go to teamgetreal.com. But every one of my listeners can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. Why would you not? Who would say no? Who would not take advantage of that? I have no idea. So I'm back to Rand Paul's column, which is a great column that he wrote, a column for, I don't know if this is for a nationally syndicated newspaper column or the Washington Times or Breitbart, but he wrote a column and he calls for Senate quid pro quo investigations of Joe Biden, Hillary, John Brennan, and James Comey. And I started to tell you the first one he wanted was Hillary, and he said, you know, Hillary got some money. And the question is, what was quid pro quo? He demands quid pro quo. She paid Christopher Steele, the foreign spy, to get dirt on her opponent, Donald Trump. Can you sweep that quid pro quo of Hillary Clinton under the rug and ignore it? Senate should immediately commence public hearings, and Hillary Clinton should be compelled to answer under oath, was there a quid pro quo? when you gave them money, did you intend them to destroy Trump? And former CIA head and current Trump hater John Brennan should be summoned and asked, did you contact any foreign spy agencies or agents to investigate then-candidate Trump? Was there a quid pro quo? And former FBI head and current Trump hater James Comey should be summoned and asked, did the FBI exchange money with a foreign spy to collect information on candidate Donald Trump? Was there a quid pro quo? If Democrats want the American people, this is Rand Paul talking, to believe Donald Trump did something wrong in asking Ukraine to investigate the $50,000 a month that Hunter Biden was receiving, they will first have to admit their fearless leader, Hillary Clinton, did much worse by paying a foreign spy money for dirt on Trump. To convince the American people that their impeachment inquiry is anything other than empty partisanship, Democrats will also have to admit that the Obama administration ginned up and purposefully spread the now discredited Steele dossier. Democrats will have to admit that Robert Mueller's $35 million investigation found the Steele dossier to be pure fiction. When the Democrats admit they have committed quid pro quo a dozen times in trying to entrap President Trump, then and only then will American voters consider their impeachment inquiry anything other than a witch hunt. If that isn't great, if that doesn't sum it up, I don't know what does. And remember, I wanted to, you know, I immediately was thinking, wow, what a great lawyer, a great orator. He's not a lawyer, he's a doctor. He's an eye doctor. I believe Rand Paul was an optometrist. Or an ophthalmologist, I don't know, whatever the term is, an eye doctor. In any case, all great stuff. He left out one. You know, I can think of a thousand questions to ask Obama about. Hey, Obama, when you sicked the IRS on Wayne Allyn Root, was there a quid pro quo? What did you expect the IRS to do? Was there something you were getting in return for it? Were you getting rid of one of your loudest critics on national TV? Were you going to get no more Wayne Root, therefore no one around to criticize you loudly on Fox News? Were you going to destroy your opponent, Wayne Root? Did you ask them to investigate Wayne Root, or did you ask them to destroy Wayne Root? Which one was it, Obama? Wayne Root's college classmate. Were you a little bit bitter, Obama, that Wayne Root was asking about your college days? Everywhere people turned, everywhere they looked, there was a new article about Wayne Root claiming that Obama graduated the same day with him but never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. Did that bother you? Did I get under your skin, Obama? So when you called the IRS to destroy my life, was there a quid pro quo? Was there an expectation they'd destroy me? And when you covered up Benghazi, what was the expectation? Was the expectation, the quid pro quo, that you'd win the election? Because you and Hillary committed fraud? And you didn't want anyone to find out that you were the reason that all those boys got killed, our boys? And that you literally turned down an attempt to rescue them? How about Obamacare? What was the quid pro quo with Obamacare? Because we all know you lied. At the exact moment you said no one would lose their health care, you had a report in your hands in the White House that said 90 million Americans with private health care would lose their health care. So why did you do it? What was the quid pro quo? Did someone promise you $100 million, a Swiss bank account? A Cayman bank account? A Belize bank account? Was it all laundered to the Clinton Foundation? What was Hillary's quid pro quo, by the way? Forget about the FISA document. What about the $140 million she got from the Russians in return for being head of State Department, and handing over 25% of our uranium stock? What was the quid pro quo there? $140 million was obviously the quid pro quo. Why does no one bring this stuff up? These people are criminals. Hillary extorted money from world leaders all over the globe with the Clinton Foundation. What was the quid pro quo?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bro.